Welcome to Life Words Day by Day. Have you read 2 Samuel chapter 14 yet? You may wonder why we are given verses 25 through 27. What do we care about Absalom's hair? Well, we should care. Not so much about his hair, but in how Absalom is described. So before us, we have a description of physical appearance, of which we have already been warned that God looks on the heart. Only those untrained in godliness would follow someone for being handsome, and then they would end up being seduced by him. By following this type of leader, they blind themselves to the Lord's ways and to the Lord's will. But don't be arrogant about this in condemning the people of Israel. We would have fallen for his great looks and so-called put-together family. The text tells us that there was no blemish in Absalom's appearance. But remember, appearance is just that. Our concern shouldn't be an unblemished appearance, but a clean heart. And what we read is that Absalom is handsome, a man with no blemish. His hair was the envy of men and women because it was so lush and thick and flowing, and so in love with himself that the text tells us that he would weigh his own hair. Who does that? Surely there's some type of cultural explanation here. Well, the cultural explanation is that in that time period, the biblical reasons for cutting of the hair and making a fuss about it was to end a Nazarite vow or to enter a stage of ceremonial cleanness. But once again, we have before us a man who is handsome but has no biblical sense about him. And this plays out for us in the rest of the chapter. He proves himself rash and conniving. And the only relationship with his father is one of formality. But this brings to bear upon us something in our day, and that is the issue of appearance. You know, Americans spend billions of dollars in the beauty industry, men and women. And it's no longer really the beauty industry, but now it's also the body-altering modification industry. Enhance this, tuck this, shape this, lose this, add this, color this, shrink this, enlarge this. Think about what we are teaching our young people with all of this. We're teaching them that they are not adequate in how God made them. Think about what we're teaching the young men to look for in a wife, and what we are teaching the young women what they must be and look like in order to be a catch. It's as if we're chasing and clamoring for this very description that is given of Absalom. It's as if this is our greatest goal, our greatest pursuit, that when they write our story, that they would say about us, from the sole of his foot to the crown of his head, there was no blemish in him. You know, Derek Thomas tells about a story he read in Reader's Digest about a farmer who put out an ad for a wife, and it said this: seeking a wife, age 35, must have tractor. Send a picture of the tractor. That's a completely different standard, right? You know, that's not bad advice for young men and women. Seeking a spouse, must have Bible. Send pic of Bible. Let me see if it's used, if it's worn, or do the pages still stick together between those minor prophets? There's a big difference between appearance and health, and we focus way too much time on appearance. And what we are witnessing in chapter 14 is the unraveling of a family, and as a result, a nation is left vulnerable and divided. We're going to see the ramifications play out in the next few chapters of this. Remember, all stemming back to David's adultery with Bathsheba. As you pray today, please remember Oscar Guyton and his family, our national changemakers in Nicaragua. And also remember the Kindendwele Life Word broadcast that's heard throughout Tanzania.